Yes, the Geyer Cook Report. It's here. I'm wearing a hat. I think it's called a bad hair day. Yes, I'm overdue for a haircut, and I just said, you know, there's no amount of brushing I'm going to do to rescue this. We're going to cap it. So we have, and then we went to what you're seeing here. This screen, the Geyer Cook Report dot Podbean dot com. It'll have the audio and the video links once I get the edits done. And you'll just go down in the page and it'll say link for today's episode of the Geyer Cook Report from YouTube. It'll be there. And then the audio will be in the player. You'll see a play button and the et cetera be on there. Okay. So what we're going to talk about is Happy Monday. And doing some research, looking for links on what I call my intranet, and it said 10 good tools for bloggers. I said, oh, hey, that might be a good topic. I went there, the site's gone. They don't have a link anymore. It was bad. And so I made a new link and I looked for free blogging tools every blogger should use. And wouldn't you know, citysidewalks.com, it's got a great set of those. And let's have a look. And their page comes up, and that's the author, Anna. And you just scroll down, and let's go through the list. Canva, the Geyer Cook Report, way back in 2016, one Thursday afternoon, somebody, Fraser Ramsey, made a graphic, and he used Canva. So I can't say anything bad about this tool. And like Anna says, if you take one blogging tool from this list, that's the one. Canva's the one you should explore. Makes creation of graphics quite easy. QuickTime Player, I don't use it. I record with Screencast-O-Matic because I'm on a Windows machine. I think QuickTime, when I think of QuickTime, I think of a Mac, okay? Now, I'm sure it works in Windows too, but I don't use it that way. Gmail is part of your Google account. I'd encourage, if you don't have a Google account now, get one. You're going to need it. And the bells and whistles you get with a Google account, just like number four, Google Drive, Google Docs, the calendar, etc., just a part of the features that you get with a Google account. Can't underemphasize that. License free stock photo websites, I make my own. So I don't use any of these. So if you've got testimonials, endorsements, share them with me because I'll sure need them because I haven't used these. Google Hangouts on the Air, I used to use this because it ran only in Chrome the best. I quit using it because I became a Firefox fanboy over that. Who makes the browsers for companies? Firefox is by the Mozilla Corporation, whereas Google has Chrome to do their Google Hangouts. And so I just went with the Firefox. It's an idiosyncrasy I have. Skype, of course, you've been using that for a long time, right? Hootsuite or Buffer, I use Buffer and like it. I'm using the paid version, in fact, but they have a free one. If you've got multiple accounts to juggle around, the paid one, yeah. Google Analytics, I've done a number of shows on SEO Tuesday. Last one we did, I think, was about making custom dashboards for Google Analytics. And we've done many other topics on those. If you do a search in the show notes for Google Analytics, you'll see a number of references there. The Google Keywords Planner, that's a 23-jewel stem whining wonder of technology. If you haven't used that, get that. That's going to make your performance that much better. I've been using the keyword suggestion box in YouTube because it comes out of the same database, I'm sure. And That's worked well for me. But moving right along, Dropbox, I use other cloud services. Like they say here, another alternative to Google Drive. Well, if you've got a Google account, you get 15 gigs for free. Why do you need Dropbox? I'm not sure. Evernote, I'm probably using that every day. I use it for production and the show notes and creating the episodes of the Geyer Cook Report and compiling the notebook entries to get that built. PayPal, that's a keeper. Placeit, never heard of it. I've not used that ever. I'm going to have to look at that in terms of, yes, placing it. Don't know how else to say it. MailChimp, great mail program. If you've got a mailing list startup and you're just getting ready, MailChimp will give you 2,000 users, last I checked, 2,000 users per month for free. Okay? So you can send out 2,000 messages, and that's going to deal with most startup mailing lists for quite some time. And then Anna's got some bonus items in here, free resources and guides. You can sign up on that link right there. So if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, you'll get to the show notes. And then when you get to the show notes, you'll click the link that take you here, and you'll get reference to that link for free resources. I want to thank the people at City Sidewalks. Great post. And if I go back to the show notes, you'll see that on the side right there, that right about there, get notifications. You can get a notification every time these notes are updated. The push crew sends out a notification. Great stuff. Thanks to the patrons. Appreciate your help. We'd like to have more patrons, of course. And to do that, you go to this little link here on the side, Be My Patron on Podbean. The credits, we'll take a quick look at the credits. Well, relatively quick. Thank everyone for listening or viewing if you're at YouTube. If you want to see the link to the show notes, it goes right there. That blog.geyercookonlineservices.com. And then that's a part of the big website, which is geyercookonlineservices.com, without any blog or www, any of that. That's the top level domain. So subscribe to the podcast on Podbean, of course. And that's because they'll work on every mobile device there is, Apple or Android, even Google Play Music comes. You can share the podcast on iTunes or YouTube. You can look at this link from Sam Mallory about how to rate a podcast on the Apple Podcasts. The relevant links is thanks to Fraser Ramsey. I mentioned him a minute ago. He used the Canva to make the graphic that started this show. Then I also thank Eileen Smith, because she's the one that told me about Screencast-O-Matic. Her nickname, Digital Diva, fits really well. She does a lot of work, especially with YouTube. If you've got questions, ask her for answers. She's very knowledgeable. And, of course, on Facebook, Friends Just Chatting, I think that's where I met a lot of people around the world. There's not just the people in Iowa, but people all over. I mean, even in Kazakhstan, there's people from countries so far away, I had to look it up on the map to see where that country was. And speaking of groups on Facebook, the Geyer Cook Report has a group on Facebook, and there's the link for it right there. So take a look at the web hosting from SiteGround offer. Talk to you one time before, we talked about Coding Brains. Great. There's their banner right there. The Geyer Cook Report for today is ended, and then that way we can be under 10 minutes long. And then I simply say, it's a wrap.